The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. Are there people here?
There are a number of people here.
Okay, I'm getting feedback here on you're watching the video separate from the you know what I mean? Jeffrey, how you doing?
I'm hearing it.
You're not hearing it?
Okay. I am hearing it.
Okay, you're hearing it. Don, is there any chance you're watching this on another browser window or something?
The only thing I've got on is a laptop, and that's what I'm using. That's it.
Okay. All right. Be that way. See what I can. All right. This is going to be very annoying. Now, and also, I've had a wonderful evening here. I am not in our studio. I'm in my office because we had an equipment failure in the studio. And I know... It was a mouse. The mouse that runs the computer in the studio failed, and I couldn't get it working and didn't have enough time.
Are you through bitching?
What was that?
Are you through bitching?
Yeah, I am. I'm still complaining. That's correct. I'm pissed off. I missed the first 20 minutes of the debate. I did. So,
wow.
I don't know what's going on there because I'm trying to fix this thing. So, we got a little annoying feedback here, but we'll deal. In the middle screen, that's Don Zorro, intelligence officer.
swish, swish, swish.
Yeah, our Hispanic version of Mike Baker, I suppose. And on the right-hand side of the screen, Jeffrey Meyer, publisher of Gong News. Hi, Jeffrey. How you doing?
Good evening.
Yes. How are you? Okay, so you guys watched, right?
Unfortunately, yes, but
yeah.
As always, the Republicans, even though they fail on policy, even though they fail on so many things, the one thing you can always be guaranteed is that they'll come up with some new way to put people asleep instantly. And chief sleep creator had to be Mike Pence, who seriously, if he's trying to be funny, needs to find a new writer, or he needs to go take lessons on that. His delivery was awful, absolutely awful. He might have even been right on a point or two, but man, the eyes just glazed over. And in stark contrast, you had Tim Scott, who was using every political device known to man to try and get his message across. He went from the Obama whisper to make the point to the incredible over-the-top yelling about the country and how we've got to come. I mean, come on, man. Honestly, it's just like I think there's a future for all of the drama teachers around there. They've got a bunch of willing students around there.
Jeffrey, what did you think?
I agree with Don. It was so boring.
It was, wasn't it?
I took all seven, was read seven on the two fours. Yeah, seven on the stage. I took the city they were born in. And compared it to the Super Bowl odds, that was boring. So then I added in their current standings. Doug Burgum was born in Arthur, North Dakota. Closest football team is the shitty Minnesota Vikings. Chris Christie, Giants. DeSantis, Jaguars. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Panthers. The Bengals for Ramaswamy. And Pence, the Indianapolis Colts, who are 125-1, but are 2-1 this year. The rest are all losers.
So
the beauty of Trump was he pointed out, you know, he named people, Little Marco, Locker Up. These guys are talking about stuff they've been in power to change and have never changed it, other than DeSantis, who's actually running a state functionally. Christie's senator, Menendez, is the current Al Franken, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't arrest Trump anymore, so they had to pick on someone, and they picked on Menendez, because he's a pain in the side of the Biden administration.
Well, I was going to say, now, if you don't want me getting off script here, Jeff, I think you have a point here. I've been starting to wonder if this whole thing about Menendez is a magic distraction, because if Menendez stole $500,000, well, Biden stole at least $20 million, and I don't think they want people to notice.
And, okay, so you can't have cash at home or gold bars. What?
No, no, this was the loser fest of massive proportion. Vivek Ramaswamy had, like, the opportunity to redeem himself for looking like a 12-year-old with like, some possibly good ideas, and just once again failed. And by the way, now that we've got the acting lessons all lined up, who's going to do his hair? I'll be happy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you brought. I was going to bring that up. Yeah. What is with that?
A new version of Eraserhead now?
I don't know.
I don't know. Start to open up like a mouth.
Look, do me a favor. I'll tell you what. Send him a cap. What? Send him the cap like you're wearing. Have him wear it.
Give him a
cap. Yeah. Send him a cap, and that'll take care of the situation.
It was distracting. It was like someone was on sitting on his head.
Yeah, it was. I know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a camera angle, but whatever it was, I don't know.
And, you know, actually, the guy that came off the best probably was the friendly vampire, the governor of North Dakota.
Yeah, well, I did think
I'm assuming he's a vampire just based on those eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that, too. Yeah, that's right. He did seem to
walk out originally. He has, like, a peg leg because he blew his knee out playing basketball.
I heard it was his Achilles tendon. That's what I'd heard, but I gave him a lot of props for showing up to that first debate on the day he did that. But the only thing was that I was a little annoyed with was that he did not share what drugs he was on, because, man, whatever he was on, I want that. If he can do a debate on whatever it was he wants, then please, you know, this is... We're becoming a socialist society, so he damn well better start learning to share.
I knew there was a reason I asked you guys to do this.
Well, and obviously it wasn't a pill that crossed the border.
No, that'll kill you. It's like, holy shit, you know? I just had lunch with somebody today who had a son who died from fentanyl. It's like, that's really sad. Terrible.
Will the audio stuff get better if I go get a set of headphones?
Oh, it absolutely would. Yeah.
I'll go get it. You
okay.
Can talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Don't trip on your sword.
Okay. Jeffrey, who did you think was the most improved, if that's the word you want to use? I don't know.
It was to me, the first one, I watched 20 minutes of it and said, enough. Nikki Haley bugs me. Again, Ukraine is a Ponzi scheme of a country. Everyone says Russia is so bad, and we're pushing Russia to join China because we get things backwards in this country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's how I look at this. So, yeah, Vladimir Putin is a bad dude, but his people want to work. They have large resources. And not a ton of people in that country either.
Relatively speaking, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I guess the Nikki Haley's a insider, government insider. She ran, she worked at the UN. I mean, there's nothing more discrediting to me. It's like when John Bolton talks, it's like, okay, this is what the globalists want us to hear, and I'm tired of listening to that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I had Tim Conaway on last night. Of course, you know Tim. And, you know, he went on and on about that. No, the UN is useless. I mean, I personally think if we don't get out, we should at least stop paying them. We shouldn't give them any money anymore. You know, it's bullshit. They don't do anything. I mean, they have meetings and they go to lunch. And then at night, the guys from all the repressive countries hire hookers. That's what happens. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, but I'm actually glad you brought the Ukraine thing up, because I have to tell you, I still don't know what to think about it. So I'm glad, you have an opinion, because I don't. I don't really know what to think.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that general...
Hold it. I think he fixed it. Did you fix it?
Yeah, I got a set of headphones.
Yeah, you fixed it. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, hold it. Before we go on here, I just want to mention, everybody, you can join in on the conversation. Go to jimandknight.com/call, and just like Don Zorro, you don't have to put your picture on the screen. I mean, I'm starting to realize people do not want to do this, but... You know, whatever.
Wait a minute. So what, we're inviting like dirty people to come in?
Yes, we are. Yeah, you're gonna have to talk to strangers. Yeah.
I mean, people are actually listening to this?
Yes, believe it or not, a few people will. Most people listen on the playback. I mean, I do have to tell you that. We are way more listening on the playback than on the live show, but still, people are listening, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, most people are in bed.
Yeah, okay, I'll imagine.
I'll take a shower when we're done.
I took a couple uppers.
I always imagine people under the covers with their cell phone, you know, kind of like, you know, watching and listening, which is the reason people say, why is your head so big? Well, it's because people are looking on a screen 2 by 3 inches, you know.
No, it's just by comparison to the other one. Okay, never mind.
No, what? What? Oh, my God. All right, so I left my notebook in the other room, which, of course, I mean, today's a whole fucking comedy of errors. So let's just go from left to right, what you think of these guys. All right, Don, you were talking about Borgum. I mean, I thought he was, for lack of a better term, I just asked Jeffrey this. Jeffrey, do you think he was the most improved? It's like...
I think because he actually started to talk about solutions he would implement, you know, energy. He knows software and that these people are putting software. You know, he talked about the medical industry upgrading all their software, and now the doctor has his back to you as they're looking at their computer screen. That's something people can connect with.
Yeah.
You know, that everyone's had that happen to them in a doctor's office.
Yeah. I'm going to take a left turn here, but one thing he did bring up, and which is really important, I think, and both to you guys too, and Jeffrey, especially because you run businesses, all those people have basically the same ideas. The only real thing, as far as I could tell, they actually disagreed about is Ukraine. But other than that, everyone has good ideas. It's a question of who can actually implement them, who can execute, you know?
Well, no, that's the rub, isn't it? Because what you're talking about is people that are working completely on theory, except for DeSantis, who has run a state very well, and then except also for Borgum, because he has done good by his state. So... The other guys interest me less and less, because what I want to see are the bona fides. I'm really not interested in the rhetoric. You know, God bless Tim Scott. The guy's got a good soul. But, you know, this getting up there and trying to burn the barn down with rhetoric just isn't working for him. You know, and Christie, no matter how good a governor he thinks he might have been, it's still New Jersey. So,
well, can you say the same?
Never going to be a point of pride.
Can you say the same thing about North Dakota? Does it count that North Dakota is a really small state? I don't know if it does.
But it's an energy powerhouse. I mean,
exactly.
It's oil.
Uh huh.
And they have silos there with the nuclear missiles and all that stuff. He's in control of a lot of rather important stuff.
Yeah.
So so who does that leave really? Thank God that this guy, what was his name, Asa Hutchinson,
yeah,
got the message and dropped out.
He's a loser.
Disaster.
Holy shit! You know, and yeah, you and I mean, one
the
of
best
you.
Thing he's,
go ahead.
The best thing he's got going for him is that he looks like Sam Donaldson.
Great.
I never thought of that.
I shouldn't. Okay, so Christie is next. I saw Christie out of the corner of my eye. I was in the kitchen, and then I'm looking at the TV, and they've got an angle shot of the stage, and Christie's kind of leaning on the lectern. And I'm thinking, baby, that thing better be screwed down. Or that weevil's going to tip over. I mean, yeah. He just looks like a slimy Jersey guy.
Yeah. He does look like a mob guy. He really does.
He's Luca Brasi.
Yeah.
He's from the cast of The Godfather.
Yeah. No.
And again, he's people Sicilian. That get up there and talk about, I'm an attorney. It's like, okay, does the American public understand when someone's in any, whether it's state or federal office, and they say, I'm an attorney, that means there's this shithole law firm that's behind them that took all the partners said, we're going to send this jackass Chris Christie to Congress or to be run for governor. And so this, well, you know, 95% of the attorneys vote Democrat. And so then they have these huge law offices behind them full of more Democrats. And it's a perpetuating death spiral we're in, because they're there to write more laws, or to have people write the laws. They introduce them, get the cliff notes, and off we go. Accountants, 94% of them are Democrats. You don't have a fighting chance the way this system is set up, because most of the biggest thing is Democrats control the school district.
Jeffrey, you just fleshed out my theory. I've been saying for a few weeks now that I think somebody, and the problem is I don't know who, that somebody's actually paying Christie to run for president, because basically up till today, all he's done is bash Donald Trump. And now that you mention it, maybe it's the lawyers.
Sure. Yeah. It could be the Bar Association for all we know.
Yeah. You know?
These guys don't get $6 donations. They're getting $600,000.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And seriously,
pass the hat around the UAW, you're going to come up with $600. Pass the hat around the law office, you'll come up with $60,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wouldn't do it for less than $500,000. I mean, shit, he wouldn't. You know?
Isn't that right. Interesting how the left never talks about big law or big
accounting.
Union or big accounts? It's always about big oil or big pharma, which, oh, when it comes to pharma, okay, I'm with them on that. But, you know, if Christie thinks that he's going to be refreshing because, like, I'm a lawyer, and I think that he needs to read the room just a wee bit better.
All right, can I just maybe say something positive about Big Pharma? I know people have worked in Big Pharma, and the big thing, and Jeff, I think you know this, we've talked about this in the past, the problem with Big Pharma is it takes so much money to develop these drugs, and most of the time it doesn't work. I mean, it's typical that they will spend $100 million on developing a drug and have to drop it, you know? So I don't know. It's like, sometimes I think they had a bad rap, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I mean, not to get off on a tangent here, but I mean, yeah, we always have to wonder, why are things so expensive? And it has to do with time invested in things. So, you know, on the one hand, Trump had a good idea in trying to get these vaccines on a faster track and kind of get things needless. But then now we're seeing the result of that was that, well, maybe this doesn't work quite as well as we wanted it to. More and more studies come out about this side effect and that side effect. So I don't know where you win on this, because I think that these expenses that come really are all about time, and then there's always graft. I don't know if it's avoidable at all. So everything's expensive because everything's expensive. You try to build a building, you can budget for it today, and it's going to be three times as much by the time you're done. Now, whose fault is that? Well, go figure.
I'm with you on that, Don. I've been saying for quite a while that that maybe the original, the first COVID vaccines might have been half-assed legit, but all the boosters, that's bullshit. That's what people trying to get money.
With you. Yeah, I agree.
My doctor even said that. I mean, shit, when she said it, then I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, well, back
yeah,
to...
That, they obviously didn't want to talk Trump tonight because he's not there and it didn't work last time. You know, Rasha Swami stole the show last time. So they did change. You know, Nikki Haley should have had a pantsuit on. The dress was weird to me. You know, you're not going to a gala. You're going to a working event.
I didn't even notice, I'm going to be honest. I never saw it. Well, that's because...
Well, I saw them all walk out yeah, ahead of time.
Right.
And,
I didn't.
And again, she just bugs me. She's a globalist. And I'm yeah, tired of them thinking that because they can rape and pillage the American taxpayer and then go around the world spreading our cash around, American voters have to be tired of that.
So even when you have nice legs, that's still a problem for you.
Yeah, because, you know, I want to see that in a TV show. I don't care about the politicians having nice legs.
All right.
What about Tulsi?
Sorry.
What about Tulsi?
Tulsi?
Yeah.
She was just built to be on TV.
Yeah, I mean, if you want this thing to go south real quickly, you know, I can
spend right behind
45 minutes talking about
Tulsi,
man.
See? Right
damn,
there.
By the way.
Yes?
I have noticed that she's been making a little bit more of a media presence lately. It's like she disappeared for about 6 months. And all of a sudden, I can think of like two different occasions recently, and I'm going to God, thank you, put that woman on TV as much as possible.
I've noticed that too, Don, that you're right. She seems, her presence seems to have gone up just a little notch, yeah. I've noticed that
think
too.
Think of me as a Tulsi watch machine.
Oh, you and Jeff both. Jeff is watching. I know Jeff.
I try not to, but, you know.
Of course, I'm watching Fox News, and I mentioned this on the show last night. Do you guys know that Martha McCallum is 59 years old? Oh, what the fuck?
Your 70-year-old eyeball. Don't forget that. Keep it in perspective.
Now, I hate to tell you, but you know, if you the makeup, the job that they do on her is great, but once you look at her neck, yes, she is. How old did you say she was?
59.
Okay, I'm surprised she's that young.
Oh, okay, so now I was looking for that. I was looking for clues. Did I just miss them? And my wife says, I told my wife this, and she said, well, she's just had good work done. And I said, she doesn't look like she's had work done. And Karen says, well, that's why it's good.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah,
tell.
No, it's the makeup. It's the makeup. There's a little bit of neck ringing going on. So.
Yeah, I don't know if they give...
But listen, I love Martha, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard not to.
Against her.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, you guys were talking about, you know, Jeff, you said you don't care for Nikki Haley. I have an irrational dislike of Mike Pence. I just don't like the guy.
It's not irrational. Yeah. It's not
irrational. It isn't, huh?
He's greasy. He's like this strange clone of Johnny Carson that went wrong in all the directions. It's like he lacks the ability to deliver a line like Johnny. He's tall, but the hair isn't quite right like Johnny. He can't. It's just many, many things are wrong with him. He may have been a fine governor. I really don't know enough about him, but... why Trump chose him as his vice president, I will never be able to figure out. He could have had a female vice president that I think would have probably worked out just fine.
You'd have to go back 7 years.
You tried the line, Don. I've been sleeping with a school teacher for 38 years.
Oh, my
and
God.
He laughed at his own joke. It's
yeah.
Like, first of all, young boys, adolescent boys, high school age boys dream of that sometimes. Okay, Mr. Christian. So, I mean, why are you throwing that out? It's just.
Oh, and then he looked at her. Did you notice? He looked in the audience to look right at her.
Yeah,
and, of course, she was identifiable as the woman that was, like, had her head in her hands looking down at her dress saying, I don't know this man.
Right. You know, You're funny, Mr. Pence. I mean, the guy's a dork. He'd be a terrible president. And again, he can say what he wants. Trump didn't ask him to do anything illegal, and this is my estimation. He just said, why don't we pause and take a breath? Because there's nothing wrong with that. Whether you're in business, you're making a decision at home, let's take a pause and let's just see what calm things down. But they were on this mission. Oh, no, we're the government. We got to get this thing done because we're going forward. Damn the electoral or the electorate. Pence can be the only Republican on the ticket. And I'll vote for a Green Party person or the No Party person, Tim Conway.
Yeah, I didn't vote for George Bush Sr. twice just because of Dan Quayle. I loved George Bush Sr. I loved him. Dan Quayle was a fucking idiot.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you like Dan Quayle now that the years have gone by?
I still think he's an idiot. I really do. Okay.
He speaks served. Well of you.
What was that?
He speaks well of you.
Oh, he does, huh?
He watches and Kamala the show. Knocked him off the idiot.
Yeah, that's true, Jeff. You're right. Absolutely.
I mean, she's a train wreck.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, she's an attorney. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to
and a train wreck. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like if you sleep with Willie Brown, you know, that's what happens, you know. So that's my problem. I didn't do that, you know.
Okay, so we're in agreement. 3-0 Pence, dork.
Absolutely.
Has no chance.
Okay, speaking of dork, there were quite a few people that seemed quite satisfied with their own performance tonight. Did you catch that? The kind of secret smiles. I mean, DeSantis is really good at it. He's, well, I scored a point. You know, shit. You know, I don't know. You know, so now, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, nothing. I think the guy has a gift for being natural in his own way. As much as Trump does. Trump is natural in his New York crazy way, and DeSantis is more that mellow speak that he does, and he comes off pretty believable.
Well, I'm not saying this to be funny. He's kind of a dork, but he's a natural dork. I mean, they're kind of agreeing with you. It's like, you know, right. I mean, he's authentic, you know?
Yeah, he's authentic. That's the word. Thank you.
He's got his game face on all the time. We don't know what he does with his kids, you know, how cheery he is around his wife. But, I mean, when he's in front of a microphone, he's trained to be serious because he's always dealing with serious shit.
Yeah.
You know, and there's another thing, too, is that he knows how to deal, speaking of the media, he knows how to deal with the media, put them in their place without quite the nasty edge that Trump has, and I think this works for him.
Yeah, I mean, he does seem to be, of all the people on the stage, he seems to be the person who seems to be able to execute the best, or at least have the evidence of it.
And he didn't fumble around it tonight, so my guess is his numbers will go up.
Yeah.
Just naturally. I mean, the guy knows how to handle critical situations. Those hurricanes come into Florida, they go out, the news doesn't cover the, you know, that things are out of control. And let's face it, Florida is a state full of shysters.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
I mean, try to do work in there as a contractor. I mean, they look up down your throat and up the other side to make sure you're somewhat legit. They have a fund set up for shyster builders that try to take people. I mean, and they continue on repairing things, making things better. You know, look at Maui, look at California. They're not prepared for anything. And again, if people don't understand, our government is not set up to handle any kind of crisis.
No,
we
it
just
isn't.
We have money and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But new ideas, being creative, thinking on their feet, you're going to get the same drone-on response as you did with the hurricane that went through New Orleans.
You know, Jeffrey, my accountant says the same thing, that doing business in Florida is a weird and a nightmare. She talks about the company she represents, and it's like, apparently it's just crazy as shit. She talks about the fact that there was a construction company in Florida that has such a hard time keeping good workers. They finally just migrated a bunch of people from Minnesota down there, literally put them up in hotels and kept them for 6 weeks. And even with the hotel fees, they still save money.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, I mean, you're not worried about winter, so there's no real deadline.
Right.
And you're going to have work because there's going to be a hurricane at least every other year that creates a ton of revenue.
Yeah.
And DeSantis stated it very well because I forget the question to him. But he basically said, you know, Florida has very little welfare. It's the state to come to, and you can pursue your dreams and you can make it happen. You can make it big or you can just be comfortable, but you can do that in this state. Because we don't have a bunch of people just laying around sucking off the tit of the government.
Yeah.
You get here, you better be productive, or you're going to be stuck in that lower tier.
Then there's the other side of that. I went to school in Florida, and there's just something about the place that just reeks of drug money. I don't know what it is. I've never been able to put my finger on it, but it's like you can tell. It's like, you know,
well, I mean, it's the first stop from Central and South America.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just face it. I mean, it's closer than the rest of the Caribbean.
Well, it isn't so much that, though, Don. It's like, I find that you can, like, just tell, like, in downtown Miami, you can just tell that half this business, these buildings are built by drunk money, and I don't know why that is. It's just a feeling you get. I don't know. Maybe
well,
I get it.
They want to make sure that the building is built properly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, drug-infused.
Hey, speaking of south of the border, can we talk about this chick from Univision?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, now hold it. You're the Latina here, so you got to talk. You go first.
It was really interesting for me to have her drop that question on, I think it was Tim Scott, about what are you going to do for the Latinos? I forgot what question exactly was it that she asked, but it was a very leading question, basically that intimated that if you don't appeal to the Latinos and have commercials in Spanish, one of the other candidates had actually done campaign commercials in Spanish or something, and so like she was basically saying, well, since you haven't done it, Mr. Scott, you know, what are you going to do? And so, and I felt like jumping into the screen and say, listen, the Latinos that are in this country don't need to have the commercials in Spanish because they're all about learning English and learning the language, like my dad. It's only the ones who came in here with this entitlement mentality or came in here illegally that are interested in having everything done for them in their native language, because they're not interested in being Americans. They're interested in taking their country and having it transplanted here. So don't talk to me about what this about having to have Spanish language commercials in order to make the illegals feel good about themselves. I wanted to slap her.
But Don, do you wonder if the world has changed?
Okay, I wanted to spank her. Fine.
The world has changed so much since our parents, and you and I are both first-generation Americans. Since our parents came over, the world's changed so much that I do wonder if there's way more of those people. You know,
I don't care. Yeah. I couldn't care less.
Okay.
Because, again, the ones that count don't necessarily and more than likely don't want their commercials in Spanish. They don't want to have the signage in Spanish. They cringe when they see everything done in two languages.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that really count.
Jeffrey, I thought of you this week when they let 10,000 people, 11,000 people through the border every single day. And then all of a sudden somebody brings up the fact, well, now they're giving all these people temporary work visas. And in Florida, if you have a temporary work visa, you can get a driver's license. And if you have a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. What a great scheme. Jeez, who saw that coming? Shit. That's crazy. You know, so you got 100, what, you're going to have 200,000 people in Pennsylvania who are voting illegally, you know?
And those cinnamon. States are only decided by 20,000.
That's votes, correct. So absolutely.
Really,
that's right.
In the bed.
Yeah. So they're voting illegally legally because, you know, yes. they have all the forms, they got all the shit. You know, they fill it out. They don't have to fill it out. So once you have the driver's license, they send you a ballot. Shit.
Right.
It's crazy.
And they're doing the same thing here in Minnesota. I mean, you know, you get a driver's license because they want to be able to track you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving everybody here driver's licenses now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get down the freeway. They get the driver's license, they drive a bit, and then they go get pass the test.
And then that, oh, Don fell out. Holy shit.
Don fell out.
I hope you're, Don, are you okay? Well. Well, all right, who else were you impressed with? Nobody?
I think Tim Scott, you know, I could give him a run.
Jeffrey, my prediction, if assuming Trump actually gets the nomination, I think he will choose Scott as his vice president. That's what I think, but.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
He's got the background to tell the story of, don't tell me that you need the government to help you with anything.
Yeah.
But his parents were sharecroppers. I mean, he's a rags to riches guy.
Yeah, he is. And he has a very positive story. I mean, he really does. Yeah. He's a very positive guy. People are sick of listening to negative people like me.
Well, I mean, is it negativity or is it this thing slipping away and I notice it?
Yeah.
That's right. I don't see anything to stop it.
Okay, so Don's back, but Don, can you hear me? Because I'm going to put your face on the screen. Are you okay with that?
No.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah, we did it. We got it. Okay. Okay, so now Don's on the right.
You're picking cords with the sword.
No. I started talking about this Latino thing, and whoever's listening on the FBI, you know, just like said, get this guy off now.
Well, Don, I have to tell you this really happened. We had Patrick Moore on the show on Thursday. 3 hours before that archive was posted on YouTube, they flagged that as misinformation. So I'm already on their radar. So, like, bullshit.
I'm not.
Yeah, give it time. Jeffrey's coming on twice a week starting next month.
Hey,
or twice
just,
a month,
just
I mean.
Look at my website. Conk.com. Check out Conk News and you'll know I'm on the radar.
Oh, Don's gone again. Yeah.
All right. Jim, what do you think of Rajaswami? Is he finally sunk himself because of the hairdo?
I actually had the feeling that he backfired tonight. That was what I was left with. I don't think that did him any good, you know.
He looks too young. And he proved it tonight. I think the electorate, I don't know, what do you call us? The electoral, electrics, the voters are looking for someone more young. And they should be.
Yeah.
You know, you got Shuffles and you got Trumper. He's probably got a round or two.
Fuck, Jeff, it's a disaster. I mean, even the Republicans, I mean, Mitch McConnell, he should not be there. I mean, shit.
Correct.
And also, I have to tell you, you and I have talked about this for years, and I'm finally sold on the fact that guy's fucking evil. It took me a long time to... It took me a long time to get around there. It did. You've been saying that forever, you know?
Yep. Well, and I think the Republican Party, and Sean Hannity can say he's a conservative. He's a Republican shill because he has yet... And we talked about this over a year ago. Hunter Biden learned his tactics from his dad.
Uh-huh.
His dad told him, we can do this stuff. You don't have to worry about the IRS. The IRS whistleblowers proved they were following a bread trail of crumbs, and then they were told to stop. Now, you could put 10,000 people that have been audited, put in jail, drag out their case officers and say, were you ever told to stop? Out of the 10,000 people and all those IRS agents, not one would step forward and say, yep, I was told to stop. that's never happened. You can, Hunter Biden has issues, but he's not the problem. He's the scapegoat. And
yeah.
We talked about that.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
He left that laptop as a call for help. And if you're in the conservative media and you're still talking about Hunter Biden should have this or that done against him, you're a shill.
Yeah. Well, you've missed the target.
Yes. It's like,
right.
Well, Mitch McConnell does good on Supreme Court justices. Well, you can find a good role in the trash, but is that
what
you
correct.
Want to eat?
That's right. You know, yeah.
Besides, that job's already done.
Yeah. Donna's back.
And you take that kind of discussion and you push it onto these seven. And DeSantis and Tim Scott, to me, are the only ones. I have a real problem with him saying, send me a dollar, I'll send you $20. Because what you're saying is, it's a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't put the game in my face if you want not my vote.
Right.
Because I'm tired of the game.
Yeah. And I think a lot of other people are, too. Don't you get the impression that at least the Republican electorate, if not all of it, that it's like all of a sudden we figured out that this whole thing's a giant fucking grift, you know?
Yes.
I mean, you and I, the three of us, we've known this for years, but now it seems like the public is actually starting to get that idea, you know?
Well, because they're starting to get hurt.
Say again, Don? Yes.
They're starting to get hurt, and that's the only
reason. Oh, yeah.
It's the old joke about the donkey and the 2x4, you know? You have to hit him across the face to get his attention. Well, we've got the public's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you guys. Go ahead.
We have people like Dr. Morey interviewed saying, I started with this group called Greenpeace. We started on a trajectory. And you asked him a great question. What do you regret?
Yeah.
I regret that I took such a hard stance on nuclear power.
Right.
That's all we're looking for, is someone to say, I was on this trajectory, it changed, I got off of it, and you asked him a question, what did you regret? He answered it. That's all we're, does Mitch McConnell ever say what he regrets?
No.
Joe Biden?
No.
On the federal or the state level? No, they just keep pushing, because the money's always there.
Yeah.
You know, if we could just predict the times that Mitch McConnell is going to freeze and then have somebody kind of do a ventriloquist thing and just say, you know, I really fucked up, so I'm really sorry. Don't vote for me for next time. Then by the time he comes out of it, you know, the message will have been delivered. We'll be going, yay.
Well, the rest of the world has to look at us and, like, you got the tripper. You know, you got the locked up one. You got Dianne Feinstein. Somehow they get her drool to invisibly disappear, magically disappear. You got Nancy Pelosi. You know, I mean,
and
who works for someone that's 88 years old or 80 years old running their corporation? No one.
I don't know.
They might be in the back room because they still have some good input.
Even Ruben Murenich just stepped down, you know? I mean, he quit, you know?
Right. And I don't know. I think for as much as the Greatest Generation did to turn back evil, they've been on the stage too long, and it's not going to be pretty when they start to get booted off.
Yeah.
Well, they had a good run. I mean, you know, it's time to kind of just
take your medals and go home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's why they invented Country Time Lemonade.
And vodka.
I also thought of you guys yesterday, too, about the fact, you know, so Trump now is getting sued, and they found him guilty of supposedly overestimating his income and assets on these bank forms. But the thing is, the thing that press has not brought up at all, which is a travesty, is that nobody got screwed out of any money. He has paid all those loans. He's made the payments all of them on time, you know.
Well, and the banks are required to do their due diligence, because you can fill out your personal financial statement, right? I mean, that's what they're saying he filled out incorrectly.
Right.
So you got your personal financial statement, and you list, here's all my assets, here's all my liabilities.
Yeah. And of
and
course,
you sign it, right?
Yeah.
To the, you know, I everything I put on here is accurate. And they're saying, well, his apartment was, or his whatever, a townhouse or a condo in New York was only 7,000 square feet. He said it was 20,000 square feet. Okay, I want to see the documentation of what he listed and what they're saying it is. Because he might say, I live in this 7,000 square feet, but all my staff lives down here in this 13,000 square feet. I mean, we, you know, it's easy to talk, to say this stuff. Let's see the information.
Yeah. And you're right.
You overestimated his value. Okay, well, if you ask someone, what's your business worth? It's this, it's that, and it, no one knows until someone writes you.
That's correct. Back. That's absolutely right. Until someone makes an offer, nobody really knows. Right.
Right.
And the thing is, and you're absolutely right, it's like, especially the level of his income, there's so many different ways to calculate shit. And of course, you know, he's probably going to give himself a, the benefit of the doubt. And that's,
well, you're trying to get money, so you're trying to look like a prince.
Yeah. Right. But, the, I mean, once again, there's this is basically a victimless crime. Nobody lost any money. And there's
and why don't we compare Joe Biden's financial, personal financial statement? Because how does he, on $175,000 salary, have million-dollar homes?
Yeah, really. I know.
Who
he has
him?
A little tin box filled with with recyclable aluminum
and pop,
bottles that he can return. You guys just don't get that kind of market economy.
He's a saver.
He's a saver. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I think, Don, I think you were offline when Jeff was talking about this, about the fact that Hunter Biden is not, is like, he's like the distraction and not the problem.
No, no, he's the patsy. He, absolutely. I've heard Jeff talk about this before, and he's right, because what are we talking about? Something that ultimately on election day isn't really what's going to matter.
Right.
It's all it's destroying the border, destroying the economy, being responsible for allowing people charged with federal crimes to be able to. Or creating the atmosphere, I should say, in which people charged with federal crimes, you know, violent crimes, just kind of get off in a year. And that's something that really wasn't, was it even broached tonight, this whole thing? I mean, Philadelphia.
Nobody broaches it. Nobody does. Nobody talks about it.
No, because we don't want to be racist.
No, so. Yeah.
Well, and the fraudulent thing of all that is, if you spend 900 and so, you know, you got these cities that, well, you can shoplift up to $950, right?
Yeah.
How many times does that happen in a day in a major city? I have no idea, but they never talk about sales tax that the state missed out on.
Right? No, that's true.
I mean, so
they don't.
It's a total fraud. The guys in Fresno that went in with the guy went in with a trash can, like a 55-gallon bag-sized trash can, to steal the cases of cigarette cartons of cigarettes. The two guys got in trouble. The cops are talking about it. Where's the ATF, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms? They're out money.
Yeah.
Because the cigarettes were going to be sold on the black market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why this whole thing is a fraud. And if you keep looking at it, that's where you can poke. It's like, well, if there's $950 shoplifting thefts in a metropolitan area, which I'm probably really low, it's probably $5,000 worth of sales tax that's missed every day.
Well, you
what's
just
every day. Every day, exactly.
Yeah, just your example exactly. on the cigarettes, that guy with the cigarettes. Literally, the government probably messed out on $3 of tax on every single pack. And what did he take?
Yes.
Thousands of them, you know?
Well, this was his third time trying. He was successful two times, so he's a tax evader.
Yeah.
They don't hold these two guys up that whack the shit out of them. The ATF doesn't say, thank you.
No, they don't.
No. I mean, that's why you can just look at this system and say,
wait, wait
yep,
a minute.
It's Mitch McConnell.
Am I missing something? Did something happen to those two guys that just like delivered the spanking to this?
They were arrested. I haven't heard it. That's been sorted out. That was one of those stories where it was on the news and it's off.
I didn't see the follow. They were arrested.
Yes.
And they didn't give them a medal. Oh my
God.
And the ATF and whoever runs the California Department of Revenue wasn't there. Like, we need people like this to make sure the sales taxes collected and the tobacco taxes.
Well,
never,
you know,
if this shit.
If you encourage that, then those damn people with guns, you know, might start carrying them and stop crimes, and we don't want that.
Right.
God.
Right. We like the confusion. I mean, Jim, I attest a lot. We are misled so much, right?
Yeah.
We had a gentleman on, I think, a few weeks ago that has studied the Amelia Earhart disappearance and D.B. Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I did a little research. Is this off topic for the...
No, debate? You just go right ahead. Nothing's off topic.
Okay, so... D.B. Cooper, 1971, right, is when he jumped.
November 24th, I think, or something like that. The day before Thanksgiving.
$200,000.
Yeah.
$200,000. Did they ever say what the denomination of the bills
were? Yes, they're all 20s.
All 20s.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many times, every 8 years, they change out the $20 bills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So between 1971 and now, about almost seven times the dollar, that currency would have came back to the treasury.
Right, that's right.
Right? They found a bundle of money, right?
$5,000, yeah.
Right, $5,000.
Yeah.
The FBI pursued that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The treasury has never said if the rest of it was found or not, right?
No, supposedly the rest of it has never been spent because all the serial numbers were logged. And so, you know, usually, eventually that money comes back to the Fed and that they run the serial numbers on all of it. So they said the rest of that money never got never got circulated.
And so we're supposed to take the Treasury's word.
Yes.
That the numbers never showed up because the FBI is the one looking for it.
And, well, I have to tell you, Jeffrey, you're on to something because there's a lot of people who think there's some giant fucking conspiracy going on here about the fact that, no, exactly what you're saying, that they did, the money did come back in and they've never announced it. That's
correct.
It would have
do no good to that story to have it come to a conclusion.
Correct. That's right. Yeah.
But I think it would have had to have... come back a long time ago, because for $200,000 today, who would bother?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, in 1971, that'd be the current. It's about $1 million now,
right,
adjusted for inflation.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I would say even more. But,
I mean,
yeah.
That would be the question to ask someone in the Treasury: would that be possible? That is there anything that forces the Treasury to disclose that information?
Yeah.
And remember, it's the FBI that's, you know, running after D.B. Cooper.
Right.
Looking in the shadows, digging in the sand. But they never would know if the money came in, so they don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
You don't even have to tell them anything. They're
right.
Already out of the loop.
And, of course, you know, government agencies are notorious for not communicating to each other. So,
and we know it wouldn't do any good to have the D.B. Cooper, the money came in 1985.
That's right. That's right.
At a Corvette dealership.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
right.
That's correct.
And what we know now of how they treat this stuff, they already got the money back. There's no way it disappeared.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
it wasn't spent.
Why would you?
Would they post the serial numbers so merchants in the United States could say, scour your 20s. If you find one with one of these numbers, it's worth a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Right? They never put in a reward out for it.
And I could make an argument that the money on Tina Barr, the $5,000, was definitely buried. I mean, they know the way it was not. It did not, like, you know, show up on the shore, you know, from the river or whatever the fuck it was. It was actually deliberately buried, which means he lived through it. You know, that's the way I look at that. He lived through it. And it's absurd that they would find this money buried and he wouldn't spend any of the rest of it. Why do the crime, you know?
Come, and again, come get we, it, I we, guess. They're never honest with us.
No, never. No. Jeff, that's the one thing I've learned, like, doing this shit. They've never been honest with us for 50 or 60 years, you know?
No, right.
I mean, I go, you know, I always talk about the UFO shit, but the fact is they've never, that shit's been, they've been lying about that for, like, fucking forever. Forever. And it's like, yeah, oh, if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about,
yeah,
you know? I mean, yeah, we always make assumptions. I mean, you got a really good point here. I mean, we always make assumptions that certain facts are true. And no, we don't have any proof of whether the money was ever, you know, logged. We don't know, you know?
Right. And now, even if there was a record of it, it's so deep in the vault, how would you find it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, shit, they lost the tapes of the Apollo 11 landing. I mean, they no longer have them. NASA doesn't know where they are. All the shit you watch on TV was the second generation off the television networks. They lost the tapes. Oh, fuck.
I've been telling them, look under the sofa. Nobody listens to
you. Yeah, that's right.
And they might still have the same sofas there.
Yeah. Yes. I'm putting together a show for the 60th anniversary of the JFK assassination. You know, and this is, you're talking.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. That's right. Of course I am. But the thing is, so, you know, here's one of the things, like you're talking about, Jeffrey, an assumption that everybody makes. You know, the assumption is, well, okay, even if there were more shooters, that Oswald was still one of them in the 6-4 deposit. There's no proof that he was there. Matter of fact, there's a lot of proof that he wasn't. So it's like, yeah, but we know that's true. No, you don't know that's true. You know, you have no idea. You know, we've just been told that for 60 years, you know? Same thing. You know, shit.
Right.
I don't know.
And again, what we know they do now should make us doubt what they've told us in the past.
That's correct. I agree totally.
We should.
When it was easier to hide stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only had 3 television networks putting out 3 versions of the news. Like, you know, it was simple. You convince 3 guys to thwart the story and it's done. Now it's like, you know, we're the freaking renegades, you know, get on the fucking inner tube and talking. And, you know, well, I mean, I know that YouTube will probably eventually put a stop to this, but whatever, you know. No, I'm serious, Don. I'm a
faithful watcher of it on YouTube because it's the only way I can.
Yeah,
I
recommend Rumble, but a friend of mine told me he had a real hard time connecting on Rumble. I don't know. I gotta check that out, you know. But that's kind of the 8 places we're on. That's the only place we're getting any real traction. So I don't know. Whatever. Well, gentlemen,
you know this,
yeah, go ahead.
The debate sucked. No one advanced. DeSantis, and to me, DeSantis and Tim Scott are hopefuls for some alternative to Trump.
Do you guys see any way Trump isn't going to get the nomination? You know, assuming, you know, I don't know, that he doesn't die of a heart attack or something like that. Don?
I think that this debate probably put that, it just put the lock on it, because if anybody was expecting something just absolutely spectacular to happen tonight, with the exception of the friendly vampire, I think it's business as usual. And Don was sitting there having his what's that beer, that non-alcoholic beer,
like Amstead or something. I don't know.
Or something like that, and sitting there with a little popcorn and smiling his ass off.
Hey, I think you dropped out when Jeffrey was talking about the fact that he, and I agree with him, think that Vivek kind of shot himself in the butt or in the foot tonight.
He had a chance to make up, as I said, for just like the childishness of the last one.
Yeah.
He did absolutely nothing. And all the silly shouting, my God.
Oh, God.
He needs to be a little more self-aware.
Really? Not only that, was it me or did they kind of didn't let Stuart Varney talk? Was that me or did you guys notice that?
See, that was the thing that I was looking forward to more. I thought that having Varney up there would have it would create a little bit more of polish and a bit of civility to to an otherwise obnoxious discussion.
Yeah, but no, that also
that didn't happen.
I think Stuart was kind of discombobulated by the amount of shouting. It seems like it's like one of the, like he was expecting it, but maybe not that much.
Well, he was expecting he would have a better effect. And what was Dana with the half-hour-long questions?
Yeah,
I'll look for any excuse to look at Dana for any length of time, but the camera angle they had on her was terrible.
Yeah.
That shot from above, I could actually see the way her hair is, and it's like, wow, I was disappointed in many ways. And, you know, do me a favor, next time you're going to have a Latino on, find one who doesn't look angry every time she asks a question.
I got the impression, and, you know, you've done a little performance function, Don. I got the impression that she was kind of scared at the beginning. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know who was scared or who was nervous was Stuart. Stuart was mangling his words all over the place, which really surprised me.
Right, right. Now, I missed the first 20 minutes, so I don't know, you know.
No. He just, like, kept, you know, just fumbling over words. It was surprising for a man of his experience.
Yeah. Gentlemen,
I'll talk to him.
I'm going to ask you guys the next debates on November 4th. I'd like to do this again if you guys are game.
Sure.
And starting next week, Jeff will be joining us twice a month. So.
G-A-M-E.
Oh, sorry. You know, I had a guy ask me if I like game, and I said, wait, excuse me?
Hold
on. He said, yeah, I mean, do you like the breast or the thigh? And I said, excuse me? Then I realized he was talking about game hen.
Oh. You're old.
You could write some stuff for Pence.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I'd have to deliver it also. I'm not going to do everything.
Yeah, you can't do everything. I know, Don, you can't do everything. That's true.
Right.
They asked too much of you already.
A sword to keep sharp.
So, gentlemen, I don't even think I'm going to dismiss you guys. I think we're just going to end here. So tomorrow night, I got an announcement. Tomorrow night, we have Larry Newman is advertised to talk about Bigfoot, but he's bringing two friends along with him, too, and I have their names here. This is Mary Ann Zibel, who's the founder of the Ozark Mountain Bigfoot Conference in Branson, Missouri, and David
Presents. She's about 6'7" and really hairy.
And then there's going to be a small one.
Why do I put you guys on? Why do I do this? And Daniel Perez, who's the editor of the Bigfoot Times at bigfoottimes.net. Yeah,
okay, good. Get the Latino Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bring the tacos to eat.
Now,
Bigfoot tacos.
I'm going to tease this. Larry said that when they were at the Ozark Conference about 10 days ago, and they sent an expedition into the Ozark Mountains, and he said not everybody but one person in their party swears they saw Bigfoot. He said the rest of the people said they heard Bigfoot. But one person actually saw Bigfoot, so, and he's really excited about
Bigfoot
that.
Bigfoot fart. That was horrible.
You know,
did you knock all your hair off?
I've got a friend who watches this show, and he finds his Bigfoot shit the most hilarious crap ever. But, you know, he's got a point. It's like there's 12 shows on television about Bigfoot, and they never find Bigfoot, and they all get renewed. It's the best way in America you can fail upward. You know,
if you can find some way to get Bigfoot and Nessie married, man, I'd watch that. It'd be bigger than Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky. I'm telling you.
You mean you'd watch porn, Don? What are we talking about?
This is true.
Bigfoot porn. Bigfoot porn. Yeah.
Much.
All right, guys. So anyway, those of you who are watching, the five of you who are watching this.
Sorry.
We apologize for everything. That's right. And we're gonna we'll end this. So I will see you tomorrow night with Larry Newman. And yeah, Jeff will be on next week, and Don will come back sometime and to show us his gams or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, thank you. And thanks for watching, everybody. Once again, good night, Uncle Donnie, wherever you are. Here's the end card, guys. Here we go.